Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm going to invite you to stand, and we're going to sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Christmas. Oh, it's nice to enjoy peace and quiet, isn't it?
Hey, Grandpa, when can we have our Christmas bags? Yeah, Grandpa, can we have it right now?
Oh, well, I think we'll have to wait a little bit. The ladies are still in the back doing the dishes.
But Grandpa, there's a huge mountain of dishes. It'll take forever to get done.
Well, you know, you better ask your grandma.
Grandma!
Yes?
Can we have our Christmas bags now?
Oh, no. We have to finish the dishes. Grandpa has to tell the Christmas story. You all have to do your verses, and then you can get your treat bags.
But that'll take forever. Yeah, I've been studying my verse for you, Grandma, and I'll forget if I have to wait that long.
Can we, Grandma?
Grandma, please.
Oh, all right. Give me a moment, Okay, come on, ladies. We're going to do the Christmas thing now. I'll leave the dishes till later.
Hey, Grandma, how come you asked some of us to bring our bathrobes to the Christmas gathering?
Oh, that's a good question. Grandpa decided to do things a little differently this year.
You are?
Yes, sirree. This year, I'm going to read the Christmas story, but I'm going to get all of you to act it out while I read it. Yeah. Let's see, we're going to have to figure out some parts. All those who brought bathrobes, maybe you guys should go into the other room and get those bathrobes on. And then we're going to have to figure out some other ones. Let's see. Colton, do you want to be Joseph?
Yeah!
Alright, why don't you go and get ready to be Joseph, and let's see, Mila, do you want to be Mary? Alright, perfect, why don't you go get ready to be Mary, and then I need some people to be angels. Who's Hayden and Cash? Perfect. Why don't you guys go and get ready to be angels? Alright, do we have a donkey? Alright, let's get a donkey. Alright, let's see.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I was gonna get this up for you.
Perfect, my eyesight isn't what it used to be.
Oh boy.
It's in Luke.
Oh yeah, I'm getting there. Luke 2. Sure, yeah. Oh yeah, right there. Got it.
This one?
Okay. Yeah, right there.
Perfect, alright. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius, that's a tough one to say, was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Grandpa, what about us? You forgot about us.
Oh, I didn't forget about you. You just come later in the story. I'll get to that. Let's see. Matthew. Matthew 2. Here we go. Wise men. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out what the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. That, kids, is the real story of Christmas. Thank you guys all so much for helping out act that story out this Christmas.
You know what? I think we need to get them to do their verses yet. Right? I wonder if we should start with the youngest.
That was fun, Grandpa.
That was fun. Sorry.
You enjoyed that? Good.
Yeah, Grandpa. Can we do it every year from now on?
Oh, I don't know. We're probably never too old to start a new tradition, are we, dear?
Oh, no. In fact, I have an idea for another new tradition. I think from now on, the men should do the dishes after the meal.
Well, you know, I think this is a very good time for us all to sing Silent Night.
Okay, let's do it together. You guys gonna join me?
Yeah!
Okay, let's do this.
Silent Night.
Thank you.
Colton, is that your favorite part of Christmas?
Yes!
Can I roll something?
It's mine too. Because now I get to hear what you guys have all prepared for us this Christmas. Let's think. Who should start this? Maybe... You think the young ones?
So.
Yeah, let's start with the young ones.
Yeah. Church bells in the steeple call the happy people. Carols they are ringing, even bells are singing. Hear their joyous voices, all the world rejoices. This is what they say. Christ was born today.
Okay, make sure not to open these until everyone has one, though, okay?
Oh, Cash has got something.
Grandpa, I have a verse for you.
Oh, this... Good.
Job 3, verse 2. He said...
That must be your son.
Better give him his treat, babe. Oh, he deserves
Cash.
It if it's only yep. 2 words.
There you go. Oh, is there anyone else who's prepared something? Oh, why don't you guys, yeah, go. Let's hear what you got.
For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the greatest statement we could hear from God. This was the very first Christmas present from God the Father. It was giving us his Son, Jesus, providing the incredible love that God has for each of us and for his church.
Like the Israelites of the past, we look forward to Christmas and celebrating Jesus anew. As the armies of heaven triumphantly point to the good news of great joy, we invite joy to come to this world. This world could use some real joy, not just happiness. And then is the world full of war, violence, chaos, and turmoil. We pray to the Prince of Peace that he would bring peace on earth and goodwill towards all people.
What this world also needs is love. It needs the love of God. The Bible says that love is the greatest. Even over faith is love. The love of God for people is the greatest gift. For God so loved the world that he gave. God didn't just love us, but he provided it powerfully.
Some languages have different words to explain love. Unfortunately, the English language only has one word for love. We can love pizza, we love our dog or cat. We have favorite foods that we love. And we love our family, but we know the difference between those loves.
Now think of the greatest and highest form of love, love that is out of this world. That is the love of God, a love more than we can imagine, and God gives the greatest gift to every one of us, his one and only Son. God loves us so much, and you know what? Jesus loves you just as much.
For God to love the world, He gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. We know that what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. 1 John 3:16. Christmas is about love.
Oh, good job. Light that Advent candle? Oh, they found the lighter early. such boys.
It's empty, isn't it?
Thanks for coming.